In a big city, you don't notice them so much. They seem to be lost in the crowd. But in a smaller place, they stand out. Every little town has at least one. They walk around with plastic grocery bags, scouring the roadsides and dumpsters and garbage cans. They search in alleys and parking lots and underneath bridges. This is the story of one such man. From Lewistown, Pennsylvania, this is the story of the Can Man. I'd seen him many times picking up soda and beer cans, just a little old guy with a cane. For years I wondered, what's the Can Man's story? Finally, one day I just stopped and asked him. His blue eyes are set on a deeply weathered and tanned face. He's not a very big man. His clothes are old, but they're appropriate. He wears a knit cap like a sailor. "Tell me your story, Can Man," I said. He leaned upon an iron railing alongside an old church. He lit up a Marlboro. He talked. I listened.
"I was a depression baby, you know. Times were real tough then. Now, the winter of 36, that was a bad one. I waited snow up to my chin to get our Valentines out of the mailbox. When all that snow melted, we had the great flood of 1936. I was small, but I remember like it was yesterday. I was born right out the road there in Lumber City. I guess I have it pretty good. You just have to feel so bad for little kids in wheelchairs."
I knew that if I listened long enough, I would find what I was looking for. Sure enough, it came out. I eventually learned that the story of the Can Man was the story of a broken heart. It was during the Korean War that the Can Man started to drink. The girl who said she'd wait changed her mind and married someone else. The Can Man would become just one more in a long list of Dear Johns. While most fellows were able to shake the hurt, the Can Man tried to drown it and couldn't. He got home from the service and worked briefly in a smelting plant. He didn't tell me, but his brother did, that he later went to work in a restaurant. It was there that the great talent of the Can Man would shine. He was a master in the kitchen. Folks drove from far and wide to indulge in his culinary creations. People couldn't stop talking about it. Seafood was his specialty. He was a natural, born to cook, to create. It was a gift that came easily to him. The Can Man would find love again. He planned to marry, but his sweetheart died. As I said, I interviewed the Can Man's brother. His name is David. He owns a barber shop there in Lewistown. He's been barbering for longer than most folks can remember. A friendly man, a handsome sort, with a big smile and a distinguished crown of white hair. He pretty much looks like what you would expect a small town barber to look like. I asked him, "What one thing would you want people to know about your brother?"
"Well, I'd want people to know that he has a good heart. He does, you know."
The Can Man gathers cans every day and then takes them to the local recycling yard where he sells them. If you ever find yourself in Lewistown, look up the Can Man and say hello. His name is Burton. Broadcasting from the Juniata Valley with the music of Johnny X, I'm the American Storyteller. Remember to visit us online at theamericanstoryteller.com.